जरा भी मेहनत पर मुश्किल का अनुभव नहीं। संगम युग पर जो ऐसे साथ सदा साथ रहने वाली आत्माएं हैं, उनके लिए मेहनत अविद्या होती है। संगम युग पर जो ऐसे सदा साथ रहने वाली आत्माएं हैं, उनके लिए मेहनत अविद्या होती है। पुरुषार्थ भी एक नेचुरल कर्म हो जाता है। पुरुषार्थ भी जैसे नेचुरल कर्म होता है, इसे सदा तीन सुख व आनंद स्वरूप सत्य हो जाते हैं। अतीन्द्रिय सुख व आनंद स्वरूप सुतय हो जाते हैं। स्लोगन, रूहे गुलाबन, रूहे गुलाबन, अपने रूहानी वृत्ति से वायुमंडल को रूहानियत की खुशबू फैलाओ। एक मिनट ये पूरा करो, फिर वादी छुट्टी लेके जाओ क्लास से। एक मिनट है। अच्छा, अमृत वेला, ज्वालामुखी। कई बच्चों में पुराने संबंधों की आकर्षण तो कम हुई है, पुराने संबंधों की आकर्षण तो कम हुई है, लेकिन मेजॉरिटी में पुराने संस्कारों का बोझ रहा हुआ है। मनसा में चाहे अशुद्ध संकल्प नहीं भी है, पर व्यर्थ संकल्पों का संस्कार, भले अशुद्ध संकल्प नहीं भी है पर व्यर्थ संकल्पों का संस्कार अभी भी परसेंटेज में दिखाई देता है। बाप दादा सभी बच्चों को आज विशेष यही इशारा देते हैं, यह रहा हुआ संस्कार अंत समय में धोखा दे सकता है, इसलिए संस्कार का तपस्या के अग्नि में संस्कार करो। आओ छुट्टी लो, या एक मिनट शब्द दो शब्द सुना करे। बचपन के दिन बुलाना देना, इसको ये यहाँ आती है, बचपन के दिन याद आते हैं, याद आते हैं।
मैं कैसे भूल सकती हूँ बचपन के दिन, कैसे भूल।
चलो चलो,
आपको सुना
गुलजार दादी ने उसको याद दिलाया बचपन के दिन।
Few years ago in Madhuban, I asked Daddy, "Do you still love me?" Because she wasn't, you know, she's always so busy, and you know, there's no time for chit chat. So, do you still? See. So she says, "Do you think you could manage if I didn't?" She pulled my ears this morning, big time. Should I tell him, Daddy?
Yes, Daddy.
No, her part of her thing, just like if there's the importance just that we are very united in everything. Because otherwise it will be reflected in terms of the public's attitude towards us, in a sense. And also the awareness that sometimes when you don't really care about something, you can become careless. And so... What more, Daddy? I'm not going to tell him everything. I did ask her, you know, she was talking about, as it came in the blessing or whatever about finishing old sanskars. And so I asked her, well, what sanskars should I be focusing on? So she told me two things, but I'm not going to tell you. Let me work on them first, and then I'll tell you. Thank you. Okay? Okay, we can go now.
Om Shanti, good morning. This evening there's meditation in the conference hall at 7 o'clock in Dadi's class. Achha, aaj sham ko Dadi ka class aur meditation conference hall mein rahega. Achha, ye main Hindi mein batati hoon kyunki English bhai behno, English class walon ko pata hai. Aap sabne ye dekha honga, apne seats par rakhe hue hain. Ye scrap paper nahi hai aapko points likhne ke liye. Shayad aapne padha bhi honga. Is coming Saturday ko 9 baje se 10:30 baje tak service meeting hai aur ye vishesh jam program ke bare mein, just a minute program ke bare mein, kis prakar se isko hum uthayenge. तो प्लीज आप सभी भाई बहन आएंगे और नोटिस बोर्ड पर एक एनवेलोप रखा है और ये स्लिप्स हैं, आपको ये भर के उसमें डालना पड़ेगा अगर आप आते हैं, क्योंकि क्लास के बाद तुरंत नाश्ता होता है, फिर बाद में सबको मीटिंग में बैठना है. तो प्लीज आप जरूर ये ध्यान से देखेंगे और आजकल में माना थोड़े कुछ गुरुवार तक आपको भर के नोटिस बोर्ड पर एनवेलोप में रख देना है. ओम शांति.
बदले या जीवन बीते दिल के तराने हो. ओम शांति।
दुनिया वालों के लिए यानी बाहर वालों के लिए जो बात बिल्कुल समझना मुश्किल है।
For people of the world outside, something that's totally impossible for them to understand, and you can't really blame them. But it's been seen that there are such souls that those who've been listening to these things, others have been listening to this for many years, and yet new souls come and they're able to catch what Baba's saying in just a short time. You are the mother, father, friend, brother, beloved. So many people haven't been able to experience this over such a long period of time. Yes, you know that at the confluence age, Baba becomes all of this, my mother, father, my Swami, my beloved, my Guru, everything. But yet there isn't that experience of that happiness and bliss of these relationships.
Mata pita hai, godi mein baithe hue hai.
He is our mother and father. We are sitting in his lap.
Godi ka bhi sukho, kiske god mein hai na? Kiske god mein hai?
Whose lap are we sitting in?
बच्चे की नैन बताते
the child's eyes reveals the happiness he has reveals whose lap he is sitting in because in the lap he would be dancing as he grows up through this knowledge that we receive there's the experience of super senses joy
तो बचपन का सुख किसके है नाले से अतीन्द्र सुख मन कर्म
इंद्रिय the happiness of childhood knowing who we belong to and then through knowledge experiencing super senses joy and then you're able to be the conqueror of the mind and the physical senses. Nowadays, Baba has been drawing our attention to the sanskars. Okay, we don't have any bondages in terms of bodily relations. All attachment is finished. But yet, those sanskars, the old sanskars, the sanskars of the soul that's living in this body, in this particular body, the old sanskars in the soul whilst in this body, and the thoughts are also based on the sanskars. Okay, they're not impure thoughts, but yet there are waste thoughts. It's the sanskar of having waste thoughts. So these sanskars begin to work. The sanskars actually carry on working through the thoughts. The sanskars keep on working, and then through your thoughts they come into your nature. From one's sanskars, you're able to tell till what extent this soul still has his old sanskars. It says, so you're not allowing yourself to draw those sanskars that you go into the land of peace. There isn't the experience of finishing all sanskars from here and going to the land of liberation and liberation in life. So first of all, we experience liberation. And through that, you allow the sanskars of belonging to the mother and father emerge. So in connection with sanskars, there's also relationships and karma. And so now our relationship is with the mother and father, the brother and friend. So it's not just a question of singing this praise in front of God, but understanding and having that experience of these relationships. You feel that in your heart that, yes, he is my mother, my father, my brother. The word that is used in this devotional song, Bandhu and Sakha, and it's like a brotherly friend and a close friend. God was Arjuna's friend, it's like a mate. And then the other one is like someone whom you feel you have a close relationship to, but is like a friend. On the path of bhakti, you say that God is your, it's like a religious brother in a sense. So if you experience, if you don't experience the power of these relationships, then the excuses you give that you're not able to have remembrance, that you forget Baba, is because you don't have the power of these relationships. Earlier Dadi was talking about whether she's remembering Baba or she, and the response came was that it's the power of relationships with Baba, all relationships, that's making her move. So souls who've been making effort over a long period of time, they become disheartened. And so Didi told her, you've made your face so small by thinking of yourself as an effort maker and being disheartened in not getting success in your effort. Okay, yes, I've never let go of making effort. I've always been making effort. But sometimes it was difficult. Although I never allowed myself to become tired in making effort, or never even to feel that I can't do this. It's impossible. I've always enjoyed making effort, but sometimes it's felt a very hard work and you haven't had the success that you expected to get. So Didi caught hold of my hand in a very friendly way with a lot of love and said to me, "Why are you becoming so heavy with your effort?" And so that he didn't want to carry on with what he had been saying. We are for one another. And so this family love that he had said to Odi, that you become dry of this family love. You're not experiencing that happiness. It's this happiness of the family love that brings you progress. It's not even a question of cushioning one another, but being with one another, you progress with one another, and the happiness you experience from it. So one effort is to keep my mind and physical senses under order, so that they don't do anything wrong, so that I become victorious over this, not that they're ruling me. Not to allow myself to be influenced by anyone else's thoughts or attitude. Their thoughts, their attitudes should not affect me in any way. And so that's why with just a signal, just try and remove someone if they're caught up in this kind of state. What's happened to you? And then give them that loving cooperation and help them come out of their problem in this way. Sometimes people think that they're right and they think, well, what they're doing is fine. And so they avoid taking advice from anyone else. At the confluence age, we get benefit from so many different places, and so I shouldn't actually be missing out in any way in anything. At the confluence age, whilst moving along, we are able to take so many things, and so I should not keep myself so busy that I'm not able to take whatever is coming towards me. I should be able to receive in every way. Baba said, ask yourself, which rosary are you in? 800 or 16,000? I have to look at myself and check which rosary am I part of. That he was meeting the president of Iceland. And he was asking me lots of interesting questions. And they have the diamond-shaped picture of Shiva Baba. The Iceland picture is gold-painted. And that he was giving him that painting, so that he thought, rather than his asking what that is, and so rather than speaking about any other knowledge, that he said, let me give knowledge in this way. So that he said, okay, this is the point of light. Remember this point of light. And then you receive the eight powers. And then that he started speaking about all the eight powers. The power to accommodate, the power to merge, the power to tolerate. And then the TV people were, the media people were watching, and then they asked what Dadi was sharing with the president. So again, Dadi got the opportunity to share this further. And yes, we have this experience that by remembering the point, you're able to receive these powers from everywhere. The eight powers come to you. Sometimes you need the power to pack up, sometimes to tolerate, sometimes to adjust. So you do receive all of these powers. If you don't have the power to accommodate, then you feel that you're suppressing things. And you feel pain inside, and your face is becomes very small then. If I myself am experiencing difficulties, then when others come in front of me with a difficulty, I don't feel like listening to their difficulties and helping them out. If I'm unable to look after myself, how can I help others? It's like I don't have power to look after, to help anyone else. So to pay attention that there's no weaknesses or defects remaining in me anymore. If I don't pay this attention on myself, then who's going to look after me? Even Baba will not pay attention on me, because again and again Baba has said, pay attention to yourself. So this was the gift that Dadi was giving to his president. Remember the point? And then all the different rays are they're the rays of all the different powers. And his wife also very attractive, very interested in all of these things. And she said, explain again. And she wanted to know more also. So Daddy took about 10 minutes to explain, and he really enjoyed and took it in. And he felt that, yes, it is possible. And then the TV people were asking, and they're saying, what were you sharing with the president? And they wanted to know more also. So this is something very simple. Not that you kind of get lost in a state of confusion that I'm meeting the president. He's such a high personality, so what am I going to share with him? So all of this was then also reported on the TV. And then Daddy asked for this to be shown on the TV also, so everyone could see what she was talking about. Throughout the day, if you have any other wasteful matters in your intellect, then these things will not stay in your intellect. Any weaknesses, any defects, no one else will listen to me when I'm speaking if I've got these things in me. Something will happen in my throat because of my weaknesses and defects, and the sound will not emerge. The sound of the true knowledge will not emerge from me. This is why Baba says all the time, child, child, bachche, bachche. And that's why Baba, that is said very friendly, in a friendly way. There are three types of Baba's children. Sharing a family matter with all of you. If you want to say something, then I don't say anything to anyone. I'll just merge it in myself, but instead give them love. I won't tell them directly, because they'll react even more when I say something to them. And the second ones are those to whom Daddy will give a signal. And yes, they'll accept. But that's very rarely. The third are those who don't need a signal, but they'll receive vibrations and they'll be able to catch what I'm trying to say. Baba's been speaking about catching power, to be able to catch what Baba's saying, catch Baba's signals. So each one to ask the self, who am I? When Baba says anything to me, then I feel, let me accept it with my heart, totally and fully. Any mistake that I make, let Baba get hold of my ears, my nose, doesn't matter. I'm ready in front of Baba for Baba to pull any of that, because I want to change. Daddy, Didi used to say, you're clever in pulling someone's ears or someone's nose, but yes, one has to have courage to be able to do it. To catch hold of someone's nose means you have to be aware of the honor of the clan and make sure you don't do anything wrong that will spoil the name of the family. If I'm part of the family, then I have to maintain the honor of the clan. So just be aware of what has Baba told you, and so be aware of what you're doing. Pay attention to what you're doing and what Baba has told you. It's the seniors who have this right to tell us. If they don't tell us, then who else will? But one needs courage. In order to glorify the name of the clan, there's very few rare children, the ones who are going to claim a high status. They'll glorify the fathers, the name of the family. This is our Brahman clan. Such children will not be careless, because any bit, the slightest bit of carelessness will not allow me to claim a high status. Often Baba spoken of royal carelessness. The royal carelessness makes you think that you are right, or you feel, well, it's nothing, it's not a big deal, and you avoid putting something right. It says that you don't have time to even look at yourself so clearly. Even to look at the self, you don't have that much time. Someone's giving you a signal, and they're doing that with some understanding because they've seen something. But yet you then don't accept it and think, well, why are they signaling me in this way? So those who constantly quote up in such thoughts cannot be seated on God's heart. Baba said, you're claiming the kingdom with the power of yoga. Who am I having yoga with? And it's the power of this yoga that will bring me the kingdom, and I'll be able to get rid of my weaknesses. With the power of yoga, I'll be able to see my weaknesses. It's through that yoga that I'll get a signal that I have this weakness in me. Says the Baba is telling me, pay attention to this. Baba is a mother and father and gives me a lot of love, and they can't show me a stern eye, but the teacher would. The teacher has every right to show me a stern eye. And yes, for me not to face the stern eye of Dharamraj, let me face the stern eye of the teacher now. To what extent are you paying attention to your study? What homework are you doing? My homework is that constantly I have the awareness and I'm constantly thinking about the things that Baba has told me about and not of other situations. Doesn't matter what happens. Whatever happens, even if it's a good thing, yes, you take the essence of it, you share that with others, and then it's over and finished with. Sister Sigrun was again and again asking, tell me if there's something that I did wrong, if you think that I should improve in any way, that something should be done in a better way. And that he said, everything is good, everything is fine. You can't keep on saying, this isn't good and this isn't good. Because then your vision becomes like that. So my vision should be so divine that with your intellect, your vision becomes divine. First, the intellect has to be divine, and then with that, your vision becomes divine. The nature of thinking and speaking in an ordinary way, in a worldly way, will not allow you to become unlimited and go beyond.
ऐसे मैं भी बाबा से वो दृष्टि ले सकूं ना वो नहीं ले सकेंगे.
So no one be able to take that drishti from Baba in the way that Baba is seeing me with that elevated vision.
बाबा जाने की दृष्टि देता है.
Baba is giving each one of us drishti to take us beyond.
साकार में दृष्टि देता था.
In Sakar days also Baba used to give drishti, and some people will be sitting there looking downwards. They wouldn't be able to take that drishti from Baba. And some would be sitting alert and ready to take that drishti from Baba. Those who have attention on their vision, on their drishti, they'll be concerned to have the same kind of happiness that they have received from Baba's drishti. They'll want to give others that happiness. Drishti and vritti, attitude, are deeply connected. If there's something in my attitude, even in a subtle way, this will be visible through my vision. So attitude is very subtle. The attitude is created through thoughts and feelings. And through the attitude, I create that kind of vision. And that vision, to have that awareness that through Baba's drishti, I have benefited, and I want everyone else to benefit in the same way. Like Baba said yesterday, the father should be visible through the children's drishti. So how is this going to be possible? It's only those who have benefited themselves through Baba's drishti. They'll be able to reveal the father through their drishti. So according to the present time, one should have such deep self-realization to know what reality is, to be able to adopt that reality of the self, and whatever is useless, put that aside, knowing that it's going to come back only after a kalpa. At the moment you've got rid of it, and you don't need to do anything about it now. Just put it aside. That's why Daddy wants to meet the family tonight. Daddy hasn't given time, so much time to the family, and so she wants to meet with the family this evening. So 7 o'clock meditation, and then Daddy will share from 7:30 onwards. Okay. Look at the self. However you see others, however you see the self, you see others. Whatever you receive from the self, whatever is inside the self, that will be visible externally, and that's the exchange that you'll have. Om Shanti.